this reminds me of my first experience in radio. It was back in the early 80s.
People with disability and mental health.
There's always controversy with us.
The mysteries of the mind and consciousness.
And we might get to the bottom of something, or we might start something new.
We're going
to
run the gamut and we're going to have a good time.
Waking Braves. No, not Waking Braves. We're Breaking Waves.
Breaking Waves?
Breaking Waves.
Breaking Waves.
Yeah, we're going to the place that is best when they lay me to rest. And that would be Eastside FM 89.7 FM.
It's the Shay and Jeff show, and Jeff is Tugdale the poet, the famous poet.
And Shay is the famous Shay.
Shay, and I got viral with 30,000 viewers.
Yeah, let's not go into that just yet. Let's just say.
I say I'm put on Facebook media.
But what we have to say is...
I want to ask you, did you ever met a famous performance person ever in your life?
Well, I look at myself in the mirror every morning, Shay, and that's meeting a very famous person.
Would you ever be scared if you were met the real famous person, a movie star, like President Trump is the movie star, and you said, oh no, it's the president, okay. Oh no, he's the biggest movie star in history,
right. And
he has 1,000 movies. Do you think? Oh no, President Trump is coming to get me. Oh no, no.
Okay, people, we've had the first Trump mention, so that's out of the way. We have to say, Shay, that the people are listening to Breaking Waves on Eastside FM 89.7.
It's our 226th episode, Radio 226.
And Hugh, our producer, promised to get us a big cake.
Yes.
One of those $9 Woolworths cakes.
Yeah.
And I don't know, he's going to decorate it, and it's going to be beautiful. We wanted balloons out of the ceiling and someone popping out of the cake, but you know, it's Eastside.
Jeff, would you like to have a cake of a memory of Eastside Radio? We have our 8 years anniversary. It's next year, October the 20th, when we met with Ruth Hesse.
Yeah, right.
Ruth Hesse.
Is it out? Yeah, you're good at keeping track of anniversaries.
Hey,
you know that first song we played?
Yeah.
Spirit in the Sky?
Yeah.
It's really good, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know the guy who wrote that?
Who?
His name's Norman Greenbaum.
Yeah.
And he wrote the song in 15 minutes in 1969. And ever since then, he's just lived off the money he's made from that song, that one song.
Yeah.
I don't know that he actually had more of a songwriting career, but it's been used so widely in TV commercials and films and ads, and he just gets ka-ching, ka-ching.
What do you
like
feel?
Thousands from that one song. Wouldn't you like to write a song in 15 minutes and live off it?
Would you ever feel the greatest radio announcer would be Alan Jones and Carl Sandlins?
Alan Jones is the great. No. I know. I'd like to see Kyle Sandilands and Alan Jones in a nude jelly wrestling match.
Yeah.
I reckon that'd be cool.
Yeah.
What do you reckon?
It would be funny if Jeff and I do a super wrestling.
We're not doing nude jelly wrestling now.
No, it's a joke. It's a joke. But I would ask you, did you ever have a funny moment on the radio? We had a fun moment at Roof where we rip our pants and rip our pants.
That's right. There was an on-air pants ripping.
Yeah.
It had all these beautiful sound effects. Yeah. I forget why we ripped our pants on air. There must have been some reason. Then again, maybe there wasn't.
Yeah.
We just decided, hey, let's just rip our pants.
No, not today.
Not today.
I think it's really cold today. I think it's 18 degrees.
Okay.
It's really cold.
All right.
And then we got this one muff of rain, and then suddenly just rain just poured out. I was coming in the taxi, and it was like pouring some rain, really heavy rain. And
speaking of really heavy, Shay.
And it was like one muff of rain, and then...
It rains. Speaking of heavy, I heard yesterday that you met 50 Cent. Is that correct?
Yeah, but He was down in the day program underground. He actually didn't go to Warner Hub in the day program. He went
50
to the,
Cent. No, but you met him, didn't you?
No.
In fact, he's in the studio today. So.
No, I shook head. I just took a photo of the background with the car. I actually never saw him.
You did see him?
No, I haven't.
We've met Joni Mitchell. We've interviewed them.
We're pretending.
Let's get 50 Cent in today. Let's talk to him. Is this a 50 Cent song? Has it got lots of rude words and unsavory concepts? Or is this the cleaned up version here?
This is the clean. This is the clean version, which means half the lyrics are not there.
I've never heard a 50 Cent song before in my life. Or Fitty. We call him Fitty, don't we?
50 Cent, it's USA, the American, African American.
You know, look, in Australia we call 50 Cent 25 Cent, don't we? Because we can't really afford him. But the reason you met him, Fitty's apparently at Luna Park. And he's making a film called Street Fighter based on a video game.
Yeah.
And I found a quote. He said, they took over Luna Park. And he sent out a post and he said, "We have the coolest cast and crew in this movie. We out doing shit. I took over the park so no one could be there but us. What you doing on your movie, suckers? Ha ha, ha ha." Laughter and voice may be artificially added. That's probably not how he sounds at all, is it?
He goes like this. Bro, hey, bro. We getting the gasoline, bro. Hey, bro, gasoline. In the American, they say gasoline.
Gasoline. So this is Fitty's big hit in the club. From about 20 years ago. So now I've heard 50 Cent.
Yeah.
Now we never need mention him again.
Yeah. But we'll have to find another famous celebrity, a real person. Like, we could.
What do you mean, real person?
Like, let's get the Prime Minister come in and sit in the chair.
Get Albo in here. A few questions. You got anything you want to ask me?
This President, Prime Minister, Albo, we should make Australian cost of living going better because we used to be better in the 90s in the 80s.
My government is doing everything it can to bring down the cost of living.
Yeah.
And I just want to say that's not really Albo.
I like to get the real Prime Minister to come in, but I want to ask you, Jeff, did you ever meet a famous person? I met Billy Crystal.
No.
Yeah, I have.
You didn't meet Billy Crystal.
Yeah, I did.
Really?
Yeah, in 2007. I mean, and he had the 700 Sundays.
Okay.
And he wrote my autograph and said, "Be my greatest baseball player." And I said, "Yeah."
Well, maybe we'll get Billy Crystal on the show next week.
No, I don't think so. He's in America. It's too hard.
We can do a phone.
We could get 50 Cent.
Yeah, we got 50 Cent already today.
Even
though he sounds nothing like this.
Yeah.
But this is a new
version. I don't think 50 Cent is not a movie star. I think he's a singer.
No, I think he is an actor as well.
Really?
Yeah. Well, that's what I read on Wikipedia before. So apparently it's true.
I think he's 50 years old. I think he's like Justin Bieber.
Is he only 50?
He's 5'0".
Wow.
He's 50.
Such a young man.
Yeah, I know.
I know. Hey, today we're going to do a few what's ons, just out and about around town I don't know, highlight some interesting exhibitions and events. You got the first one there, Shane?
It's the exhibition of the White Rabbit, Gary.
Art exhibition at White Rabbit Gallery. Yeah, is that Fitty again? let Fitty run under this.
Yeah.
It's completely wrong, but it's great. Okay, White Rabbit. This exhibition at the fabulous White Rabbit Gallery in Chippendale is called Tender Comrade. The blurb says, "Chinese history wasn't always straight. While queerness may seem like a foreign import, its roots in China are ancient. Bisexuality was the norm among emperors. Emperor A, spelled A-I, ooh, spooky. Emperor A of the Han Dynasty, for instance, openly took a male favourite. Although homosexuality was decriminalised in China in 1997, it had previously been classed as a crime under the offence of hooliganism. Today, lesbian and gay spaces continue to face closures due to official pressure. And queer activists and organisers are subjected to police questioning and censored in the media. But queer communities in China endure. They call themselves Tongxi. Sorry about the accent. Tongxi, or comrade. The literal meaning of Tongxi, common will, suggests the queer community is united by more than just sexual orientation. Everything that can be troubling in affection, tenderness, friendship, fidelity, camaraderie, and comradeship connects the artists in tender comrade, straight, queer, or undisclosed. Together, they create an exhibition that breaks all the rules defining who we are and how we are perceived. So what are the details, please, Shay?
It says what the rabbit exhibition, Gary Rabbit.
White Rabbit Gallery in Chippendale.
Chippendale, where Wednesday, Sunday until November 02839992867. And can you tell me what is about the White Rabbit history? Is it about China?
Let me think. Like, I think White Rabbit was set up by an extremely wealthy Chinese lady whose name escapes me, and she's quite a philanthropist. I think quite a giving person back to the community, into the arts. So she built this gallery, and she lives around the corner from it in quite a lovely sumptuous house. I don't know her name, but it's a beautiful gallery. I've not been there for quite some time, but it has amazing exhibitions. And this one, Tender Comrade on the Queer Art of China, sounds really, really enticing. Sounds good, because you know the Chinese sometimes have been quite repressive, Shay, against gay people and like a whole heap of religious minorities and anyone who doesn't sort of toe the communist line. I'm sure, I don't know. Do you think 50 Cent is...
What was the history about China? It was 1997. I don't know. What is this one?
Oh, I've done that. I've gone through that.
Can you repeat one question? I didn't hear it because I got...
Okay, it says, although homosexuality was decriminalized in China in 1997, or gayness, Shay, it had previously been classed as a crime under the offense of hooliganism. Today, lesbian and gay spaces continue to face closures due to official pressure, that's from the government, Shay, and queer activists and organizers are subjected to police questioning and censored in the media. It means they don't get a voice or they get shut out. The government would like to think they don't exist. But So this exhibition is like a, from, I imagine, a bunch of people who perhaps some of them have suffered kind of repression and prejudice and might have suffered even firsthand under certain regimes. I don't know. How's your art going, by the way? Yeah. Because you are an artiste.
I've done 41 art exhibitions. I did one art exhibition was in 2001, when I was about 10 years old.
Yeah.
I was doing an art exhibition of a windmill in Jogo Vargas School.
You had pictures of windmills, or it was in a windmill.
It was a windmill. My first painting.
Okay.
And I haven't done a painting since 8-9 years ago, after I got sick in 2009 in September. And I became painter in 2010 in March, and then I started in 2010 in March, and I've been doing art maybe 16 years.
Yeah, but you're still churning out. Well, not churning out. You're still making little masterpieces. You're still painting, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm doing my first art. My first art painting with Heather will be this Friday. I'll be doing art with Heather this Friday.
Oh, she's your art teacher?
Yes.
Because you had an exhibition at Bondi, didn't you? Just last year.
No, this year.
This year, was it?
2025 in February.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it was good.
I'm doing an art exhibition in about the university.
All right.
The university.
Did you sell a few paintings?
I sold 10 paintings.
All right.
Yeah, good.
We'll turn that page, and we'll just go straight to the next what's on.
Yeah.
You sold 10 paintings?
Yeah. What's it called? Senior
Social Club.
Social Club.
Or group. Group. Yep. Yeah. Oh, it says, Join this friendly group of older people each week at the famous Ron Williams Community Centre in Redfern. This is a great opportunity to get out, meet new people and have fun. Enjoy a cup of coffee or tea, knit or crochet, have some conversation. And I'm sure they'd be willing to expand beyond knitting and crocheting to include arm wrestling, piggyback races and Donkey Kong. You name it. That's my ad. Just pop in. No bookings needed. Everyone welcome. Community bus transport to and from the centre can be arranged for older residents who live in the City of Sydney area. If you have any access or transport needs, please call the Community Services Worker on, pens at the ready, 02-9265-9180. Or you can email some very long email, which I won't try and read out. But that's 02-9265-9180. The Ron Williams Community Centre is open Monday to Friday, 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. We have free computers, Wi-Fi, snooker and table tennis. Tea, coffee, biscuits and books to borrow. Sounds great. The details, please.
Senior social group, 5...
Kepos.
Kepos Street, Redfern. Every day, Wednesday from 10 a.m. till 12 p.m. Free, 02-9265-9180.
Brilliant. Yeah, I've actually been to the Ron Williams Community Centre in Redfern for various things, and it's a lovely room. It's lovely and light. It's got these beautiful windows.
It's the post-exhibition Darling Harbour.
We'll come back to that. Shay?
Yeah.
Can you come up and see me and make me smile?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we're going to play that song right now.
Let's play a song with Jeff and me.
Yeah, we can sing along.
Yeah.
And we will.
Yeah.
You can't stop us.
There's nothing left, all gone and run away. Maybe you'll tarry for a while. It's just a test, a game for us to play. Win or lose, it's hard to smile.
That's the way. I like that smooth guitar sound. And Steve Harley and Cockney Rebel coming at you from Eastside FM 89.7. And you listening to 50 Cent with Shay and Jeff on Breaking Waves. Yeah. Sorry.
Jeff, how are you?
Hello, you're back, Shay.
I just want to ask you, are you doing a poem about your holiday? Are you going to say about your holiday?
Good idea, Shay. You pull that microphone up. Look, people, he's laying back on the ottoman, the divan here.
No, I was just laying just work something if you want to say, because I haven't got somewhere. I went to St. George.
So you just want to get a meter back from the microphone, do you?
I went to St. George.
Come on, eat that thing.
I went to St. George cruise with Bob and me. We went and had a nice cruise. I ate too much food.
Really?
I took some photos. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's what you do on a cruise. You eat too much food, don't you?
Yeah.
You're supposed to.
Yeah.
You can't get off the boat until you can prove you've eaten a whole seafood platter and drank three bottles of champagne and had a little bit of a chunder sometimes down under. No, I'm sure the cruise was nothing like that, but it was on the Georges River. Was that where it was?
It's at George River.
Come into that microphone.
Oh yeah.
Don't bump it. Look at him. He's putting his headphones on now.
Yeah.
This is a. We are nothing if not professional.
Jeff, did you go somewhere to the holiday? Where did you went to, Jeff?
Yes, I went to. I just got back from Nimbin actually last night, and I go up there every year to compete in this thing called the Nimbin World Performance Poetry Cup.
Is it the Nimbin Poetry?
It's a competition.
Is it Nimbin Poetry Cup? Competition.
So I love it. I love going up there and just seeing some friends for a few days and competing over the weekend in the cup. And this year I got through my heat.
I didn't get through my semi. I never been to the Nimbin Poetry Competition Cup. I've never been there.
I didn't think you had.
No.
But it's quite a good comp in that a lot of poetry slams, like them slams, 2 minutes. You only get 2 minutes.
Mm.
But at Nimbin, you get a whole big, fat, juicy 8 minutes to fill.
Yeah.
And it's quite an art, Shay, because you get points deducted if you do less than 8 minutes, and you get points deducted, taken off, if you do more than 8 minutes. And you're not supposed to have any timing devices on you.
Yeah.
So you've got to really work your stuff.
Yeah.
Most people do two or three poems.
Is it just one long poem.
Is it
like you have to think of you're doing a poetry acting career like Jerry Son? You have to know what you're doing on stage.
Yeah.
You have to know what you're doing.
Definitely.
Yeah.
How about I do... You want to hear a poem or a song?
A poet.
You want to hear a poem?
Yeah.
I think sometimes people have too many opinions. Do you reckon?
Do you have a poem about singers? Like famous singers, politicians, sport, maybe like and damn sport?
Can you keep mentioning categories and I'll be able to eventually go, yeah, I got one.
Yeah, all right.
What about... have you heard of Harold Holt?
Yeah, let's do Harold Holt.
Okay. The Australian Prime Minister Harold Holt famously disappeared, presumed drowned.
In the ocean.
Yeah, 1967. He went into the ocean. He never came out. And so he probably drowned. Some people think he was stolen by a foreign submarine, that he was like Chinese takeaway. But... why would China bother stealing a bit of a dud like Harold Holt? Yeah, sorry, Harold, but, you know, let's face it. You weren't a shining PM. Anyway, so he disappeared, drowned, 1967. In 1969, 2 years later, this Melbourne suburb called Glen Iris opened a swimming pool. And guess what they called the pool?
Harold Holt?
Yes. They called it the Harold Holt Memorial Pool. So Harold Holt drowns... and they name a swimming pool after him.
Really?
Is that weird?
It is weird.
Anyway, this is called, this little poem is called, Have You Thought This Thing Through?
It's like that person in America, they assassinate John Kennedy. And
that's really weird. You should mention that, Shay, because listen up.
Yeah.
The Harold Holt Swimming Pool. The JFK Rifle Range. The Buddy Holly Airport. Have you thought this thing through? The James Dean Speedway. The Princess Di Dodgem cars. The Steve Irwin Diving School. Have you thought this thing through? The Kurt Cobain gun shop. The Sonny Bono ski lodge. The Isadora Duncan scarf boutique. Have you thought this thing through? The Michael Hutchence Hotel Suite. The Pauline Hanson Migrant Hostel. The Rolf Harris Playground. I don't think you thought this thing through. Let's have our last What's On. And here he's just pulled up some beautiful patriotic music, which is perfect for this. So read the heading.
It says post exhibition at Darling Harbour.
Yes, this sounds good. It's called Persuasion, the Art of Propaganda, and it's on at the Maritime Museum. The blurb says, during World War II, mobilizing the spirit of the population was essential to defeating our shared enemies. People were familiar with commercial art used in movie posters, magazines, newspaper ads and billboards. So governments employed the persuasive powers of the best illustrators from the world of advertising to create propaganda posters. The posters used colour, sophisticated design, clever language and psychological angles to communicate essential messages and inspire action. The posters depict heroism and sacrifice, encourage recruitment, preach thrift and discipline, promote investment in peace, inspire optimism in the future, and tackle racism. Actually, I'm not so sure about that last one about World War II propaganda posters tackling racism. I suspect they probably more encouraged it back in the day. And as it says here, the enemy is evoked in stereotypes as a ruthless, invisible menace lurking and listening in the shadows. Sounds like a good exhibition. And we love the Maritime Museum, Shay. We've been there many times.
It's a photo exhibition.
Hang on, get into that microphone. Eat it. Let's hear it.
It's photo exhibition. Maritime Museum, Darling Harbour, every day until 5th of October, cost free. 02929837777.
Yes, thank you, Shay. And that is Persuasion, the Art of Propaganda. And it was like a great collection of images and posters at the Maritime Museum.
And we talk about 50 Cent, the singer.
We talked about 50 already, haven't we?
Yeah.
But should we go out with a 50 Cent song?
Yeah.
Can you find a non-rude one? Or alternately, just find the rudest one you can every expletive.
That's how we end Breaking Waves. We end on 226.
Maybe we should play a song about happy birthday. Because my girlfriend's turning 32, born 1904.
Okay, you want to...
She's having a birthday this Saturday or Sunday now.
Okay, well, you know what we have to play. Sorry.
Let's play Happy Birthday.
Let's play Birthday by the Beatles.
Beatles?
Yeah.
Let's have a Beatles.
It's a good birthday song.
Yes, play Happy Birthday,
anyway,
Beatles.
Anyway, you've been... Thanks for joining us. You've been listening to...
To Eastside Radio, 89.7, by Jeff and I, Tug Dugley, the poet.
And Shay,
yeah.
Shay the Shay.
Yeah.
And
yeah. Yeah.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And happy birthday, Antonia.
Yeah.